Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Future You, Be Curious, Say Yes to Change, written by Frances Valentine and read by Fiona McLeod. When I was growing up, everything I knew and experienced was rooted in the ingrained norms of tradition. Each day followed a familiar schedule. I'd wake early, put on my dressing gown and gumboots, and head outside to feed the chickens in my pits. Depending on the season, there would be orphaned lambs or calves to bottle feed. My siblings and I would set the table for breakfast, make our school lunches, and pack our school bags. We'd then play rock, paper, scissors to see who would go out to the road to track down the daily newspaper that had been thrown out the window of a passing rural delivery driver's van. Our farm was remote, located 5 kilometres from the nearest town, which had a population of 8,000. Everyone I knew had a similar life. Our daily rituals had been shaped by generations of farming families who all knew each other. By 1981, when I was 10, the BBC midday radio report in my small primary school class was talking about global population growth and the launch of Space Shuttle Columbia, which was in turn igniting talks about the future of space travel. This period is memorable for coinciding with John Hinckley Jr.'s attempt to assassinate US President Ronald Reagan and the extreme drought and famine that was unfolding in Africa. By the end of that year, the BBC news anchor was talking about what the future might hold. I wondered how these advances would affect the world I knew. I couldn't begin to imagine how the news stories I was hearing might affect me. It was as though dual worlds existed. There was my small community, and there was the distant, unfamiliar place that other people lived. While I didn't know it at the time, my world had many of the key elements of what we would now refer to as a circular economy. Our community operated like a collective, where sharing and reusing was commonplace. All my neighbours and our family harvested food from the land, and everything that could be was reused, repaired, or refurbished. My family had well-established cycles of activity tied to the months on the calendar, from food production to breeding cycles, to planting based on weather conditions.